Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A portrait of Jesus in a Kentucky courthouse may draw a lawsuit. Liberty Counsel is standing by to defend it. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this is in Breathitt County, Kentucky, and there's drawings of Jesus, Mr. Magoo, and some beautiful landscapes. They all share the wall space in the main hallway of the courthouse in Breathitt County. Now, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is still raising all kinds of stir. They sent a letter to the Breathitt County Judge Executive John Lester, or J.L. Smith, in August of 2015, asking him to remove the drawing of Jesus, but he has nothing to do with it. He says he will not remove the drawing of Jesus.
Well, this letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation is not worth the paper it's written on. It's nonsense. They're a bunch of anti-Christian agitators. But not only is the Freedom From Religion Foundation anti-Christian and really just disgustingly so. I mean, they say the most vile things about Christians and Christianity. The hostility, you can see, just seeps from their pores. But really, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Matt, is un-American. And you know, the historical record is unequivocal that our nation was founded on the precept that we need to have freedom of religion, not freedom from religion, freedom from religion. That was the primary driving force that brought our founding fathers here. And if you read even before that, what brought them to the New World to colonialize was to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. That was the purpose for the United States of America leading up to our actual founding and the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Well, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is completely anathema. They are pushing the antithesis of that original founding and our original founding principles. So to that extent, Matt, there's no other way to describe them other than A, anti-Christian, and B, un-American.
Well, they are anti-Christian, and I think un-American. That's George Washington. That would be his position. He said that if you labor to undermine the twin pillars of America, which are religion and morality, you can't be called patriotic. You're basically un-American because that is the foundation of our country. Freedom From Religion Foundation is an anti-Christian organization founded by a husband and wife. The man is someone who says he was a former minister, and now he's bitter against Jesus Christ. This is not a church-state organization. This is an anti-Christian organization, and it sends out these threatening letters. It did this to the Breathitt County Judge Executive, and they say that this picture regarding Jesus conveys to all the visitors of Breathitt County that Christianity is the favored religion of government. That's according to the letter. This portrait is by artist Connie J. Combs, which appears to be done in charcoal and measures about 2 feet by 3 feet. Shows a man kneeling before Jesus. The caption says, "In your place, what would Jesus do?" It also contains a contains a message saying the picture belongs to the people of the county and is not to be removed. The picture goes back to 1981, has been in the courthouse for more than 3 decades, and hasn't caused any problem until now. The Freedom From Religion Foundation sent its letter. Now, after they sent its letter regarding this particular portrait of Jesus that had been there for over 3 decades, the judge executive actually allowed people to put up other paintings or artist work from local artists. And so now you have drawings of Snow White, Pinocchio, and Mr. Magoo there on the wall. These are all local artists. It's kind of a local painting of artist or portrait of artist where they can put up some of their local art. This judge magistrate, he says he's not going anywhere. He's not taking this down. He says, tell a judge tells him to take it down, it's going to stay just as it is.
Well, and well, it should. I mean, it's absolutely absurd on its face that this Rebecca Markert, this activist, this radical with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, she has said that this represents, this portrait represents an unconstitutional government endorsement of religion. Well, let's take that to its logical extreme here. Based on the Freedom From Religion Foundation's position, we are going to have to go into Washington, D.C. and sandblast every monument, every single, the Supreme Court, which has portraits of, you know, all over the Supreme Court of Moses with the Ten Commandments. And you know, there are at the top of the Washington Monument, for instance, there are Bible verses. And so the Freedom From Religion Foundation is on losing ground from a historical standpoint, from a constitutional standpoint, but that doesn't stop them from trying to engage in their religious cleansing. And that's what we're talking about here. They're trying to reinvent and recreate an America, along with the ACLU and People for the American Way and Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and this whole gaggle of anti-Christian activist organizations. They're trying to reinvent and recreate an America in their own anti-Christian secular humanist self-image. And if we sit idly by and don't push back, then they may accomplish that, and they are having some gains in their radical push. But if Liberty Council has anything to do it to do with it, Matt, they're not going to have their way.
No, we're going to continue to stand with the Breathitt County. And in fact, you know, the ACLU had brought lawsuits against the display of the Ten Commandments in Kentucky, and we represented a number of counties there. One of the cases went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, however, there are many counties that we've represented in Kentucky that still contain the display of the Ten Commandments. It's called the American Law and Government Display that shows the role of the Ten Commandments, the role of law. And the Ten Commandments has played a major role in our development of law and government in the United States. We wouldn't be the same without the Ten Commandments. And when you travel through Washington, D.C., you see one piece of evidence after the other of our Judeo-Christian history. Like you said, there's scripture on the top of the Washington Monument. There is a scripture in the Ten Commandments everywhere throughout Washington, D.C. Three of the four quotes on the Jefferson Memorial talk about God, because if you read him from beginning to end, no matter what phase of his life, he frequently talked about God. Many of our founding fathers spoke much more about God and were much more evangelical and much more willing to talk about the importance of the role of Christianity in our daily policy life than many of them are today. So we have been a nation, as the Supreme Court said, that is a Christian nation. That's from the Supreme Court. I didn't say that. The Supreme Court said it. We are a Christian nation. We are religious people. The court says, our institutions presuppose the existence of a supreme being. The Declaration of Independence says we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. So from the very beginning of our birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence, to the present, we have been a nation that has been founded upon Judeo-Christianity and religious beliefs. And to have this portrait in the courtroom, which, by the way, has been there for 30 years, has nothing to do with the establishment of religion, and it needs to be continually defended.
Well, this judge, Judge Executive John Lester Smith, is doing the right thing. When somebody comes in and they try to bully you like this with no ground to stand on, then what you do is you stand up to him, and he's standing up to the paper tiger, and he has said, no, I'm not going to cave. And that's what we need to see more and more and more of. People need to, when the ACLU and the Freedom From Religion Foundation and these other groups try to bully people, it's amazing when one person stands their ground, then they are revealed to be the paper tigers that they are.
Yeah, so I would encourage you, if you know of these kinds of cases around the country, make sure that you get Liberty Council involved. If we don't know about these particular areas of conflict, then we can't get involved to make a difference. So I would encourage you to get Liberty Council involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. And there's going to be lots of these kinds of controversies throughout 2016. Continue to pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council, but partner with us both financially and in otherwise to keep us informed of what's happening in your communities and around the country. Go to lc.org for more information. That's lc.org. You can sign up for our Liberator newsletter right there on the website. Our various emails, we have the Liberty Alert and the Grassroots Action email, all right there as well. You can receive all this information to keep involved. Sometimes people, when I go someplace to talk, they'll say, what can I do? Well, there's lots of ways to get involved at Liberty Council. get the information, get the newsletter, the emails. That way you can get involved. You can also sign up for our Christians in Defense of Israel newsletter that is focused on Israel. Our Liberty Relief International program focuses on our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. It's our international humanitarian outreach. For more information, call us at 407-875-2100 or go online to visit us at lc.org. You can order right there on our online store and make a credit card contribution right there at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.